Assalamu alaikum, dear Brother Zakir. I am Mahmood from Toronto, Canada. I am a postgraduate student of life science. Muslims today are divided more than ever before. And most of us are being misled by constant propaganda and false celebrities who distort Islam but pose as Muslim scholars. My question to you is, how can we get united Muslim Ummah as envisioned by our Prophet Muhammad? Another question is, are we currently living in the same situation as the Jahiliyyah days before our Prophet, peace be upon him, came, or are we comparatively in a better or a worse of times? I would appreciate your valuable, knowledgeable responses and guidance for the Ummah. Jazakallah. The two questions. Question number one is that we are being led by false propaganda and false information by celebrities and many people who pose as Muslim scholars. And the second question is that how can we have a united Ummah envisioned by our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And the third part of the question is that are we in the times of Jahiliyyah before Prophet Muhammad, are we better or are we worse? As far as the first question is concerned, that I do agree, there is a lot of false propaganda, there is a lot of people, there are many celebrities opposing as Muslim scholars, and the Muslim Ummah is divided. Coming to the question of Muslim scholars, of course, that reminds me of the hadith of the beloved Prophet, in which Imam Bukhari has mentioned in his book Adab al-Mufrad, and Sheikh Albani has classified it as Hassan. He said that now, one of the Sahaba says, that now is the time where there are many fuqahas and few speakers. There are very few beggars and there are many people who want to give charity. But there will be a time when there will be very few fuqahas and many speakers. There will be a time where there will be many beggars and few people who would give in charity. And there are various other hadith in which the Prophet said that there will be a time where people who will not have knowledge will start speaking about Islam. And I do agree with you that, you know, at the time of the Prophet, at the Sahaba, Dawah was mainly one-to-one. Or when there was a talk, people used to gather, few people, 10, 20, 30, 40. Rarely there were large gatherings like Hajjul Wida, etc. And as time went on, most of the knowledge was spent either by shuyukhs in the durus or giving talks in public directly, one-to-one. And even in my childhood, when I was in school, when I was in college, I remember the days that we used to go to listen to talks of religious speakers or scholars. And at that time, maybe in the 90s, etc., in the late 80s, we found that the videos became popular. And besides hearing talks, which became less, we used to get knowledge from the video cassettes or from audio cassettes or from books of scholars. So as time passed on, besides one-to-one dawah, the print media advanced, the audio media, the video media. But in 2000s, you know, the social media came up. Internet came in the late 90s, and social media, Facebook, I think 2006. And in the 2000s, it started in 2010. And now we are in 2024. And the social media has expanded so much in the last two decades, in the last 20 years. Phenomenal. And we find that any Tom, Dick and Harry can address the full world on the social media. There is no expense required. He takes his mobile phone, a smartphone, records it and uploads it. He may have few views. He may have hundreds, thousands or even million views. But to address to the world has become very easy. Because of the social media, the pros and cons. There are pros is that, okay, you can spread the deen faster. The cons are that even the fayyash and the wrong things spread faster. And even those people who want to distort the religion or want to spread wrong things become easier. So as far as the brother's question is concerned, that now there is Ummah is divided and you have many celebrities who pose as Muslim scholars, and I do agree with you, that now because of the social media, most of the people, unfortunately, that come on the social media, they are more targeting how many viewership they get, how many followers do they get, how many subscribers do they get, rather than delivering the message. And unfortunately, this trend has even crept amongst the Muslim speakers. I'm not talking about the non-Muslim, what they're doing wrong, but even amongst the Muslim Da'is or the Muslim Islamic speakers, most of them, I wouldn't say all, are more bothered about how many views they gather on the videos, how many subscribers they have, how many followers they have on the social media, and what's happening by this trend. It's happening to the non-Muslims also in this other social media, but unfortunately, even amongst the Muslim speakers, what's happening is that instead of the knowledgeable people guiding the society is guiding the knowledgeable people. So those people who come, they are more bothered on what the society likes. So they tailor their talks according to society, not according to what is required by society. So, you know what, when we consult the experts of social media, they'll say, okay, if you want more views, I mean, you're an Islamic speaker, but you make a video on how to cook. So when you start making a video on how to cook biryani, maybe you'll get 1 million views. And what they're saying is a fact. Because, you know, people like to know things which are different, not only talks. So, and you may find that the expert on social media will tell you, okay, you play maybe with a cat, you know, the largest pet amongst humanity's cat. So if you play with a cat, you'll get more views. So unfortunately, not all, but many, can say most of them, are guided by the society on what they want. So they're changing their matter on what is wanted by society rather than what is required by society. And this trend is very dangerous. And coming to your question of Muslim scholars, I would say that based on the hadith, that the fuqahas are very few. According to me today, the scholars are only a handful, maybe 100 or maybe a couple of hundred, not more than that. Not like the previous days where there were many scholars, you know, every country had, mashallah, tens and hundreds of scholars. Now, in the full world, if you have to name, you hardly be able to name 100 scholars, leave aside more than that. And that's the reason when someone asked me many years back on this, asked Dr. Zakir, and I named a few of the scholars, they were a handful. And never do I consider myself to be a scholar. I consider myself to be a student of knowledge. And I consider myself to be a da'i. And the role of the da'i is that he should acquire knowledge from the scholars and make it common to the masses. Acquire the knowledge from the scholars and make it palatable, make it digestible, make it acceptable for the ummah or for the non-Muslims. So the roles of people like me who are da'is, we are not scholars. We don't pose like scholars, and I don't consider myself to be a scholar. I'm a student of knowledge, and I consider myself to be da'i. We have to read the books and hear the videos and read the articles of the scholars, books of Quran and Sahih Hadith, and make it more compatible, more palatable, and more digestible for the audience. So my role is to get the information from the scholars and make it more acceptable to the masses. Coming to your second question, that what should be done to envision the idea or thought of Prophet Muhammad of one ummah. The only way we can do it is that we should stick to the Quran and Sunnah. We should stick to Quran and Sahih Hadith. So if the full Muslim ummah sticks to the Quran and Sahih Hadith, as Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 103, وَاتَسِيمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعُ وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold strongly to the rope of Allah and be not divided. The rope of Allah is the glorious Quran and the authentic hadith of the beloved Prophet. So if the Muslim Ummah unites together and are not divided only on the basis of the glorious Quran and on the Sahih Hadith, we will be one united Ummah. The only way we can be united is under the banner of the glorious Quran and Sahih Hadith. And regarding the last part of the question, that are we now in the times of Jahiliyyah before the Prophet, or are we better or are we worse? Of course, the time of the Jahiliyyah before the Prophet, I would say, is worse than now. We are better than that, but we are deteriorating. The time of the Prophet, the time of the Sahabas, the practice of the Muslims of the Sahabas, you know, after the Prophets, after the Anbiyas, the best generation was the generation of the Sahabas, the companions of the Prophet, the Khulafa Rashideen, the Sahabas. They were the best. as the generation that keep on coming later and later, we find that we are getting away and away from the deen. And now we are more than 1400 years away from the time of the Prophet. And of course, the times have deteriorated, the going more down and down. But yet I feel we are yet better than the Jahiliyyah, the days before the Prophet. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He give us the wisdom, the hikmah, and the courage, and the patience, that all the Muslim ummah be united. You know, the non-Muslims, they are so much against the Muslims. There is no way that we Muslims can differ. We should leave aside our small differences and unite together on the banner of Quran and Sahih Hadith. And see to it that when we deliver the speeches and talks on Islam, see to it that the message you give gets a person closer to Allah and His Rasul. See to it that they get closer to Allah and Rasul. So that, inshallah, all of us, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all of us, all the Muslim ummah, we will enter Jannat al-Firdaus. Inshallah. Ameen.